Welcome to the Black Girl in College Podcast,
where we are two black girls sharing our experiences of this bumpy journey called college.
In doing so, we hope to create a comfortable
and safe space for those who may relate to our experiences.
We're your hosts, Kiki
and Mo.
And on today's episode, we'll be discussing entrepreneurship. Hey. We got a special guest today.
A special guest.
And we know y'all love special guests. Because
y'all don't like us so much.
I ain't say all that. But
I just see y'all love when we have guests.
They just love it a little more.
We're trying to bring it some more.
That's all right. So we have a special guest here today because our episode is obviously entrepreneurship. So why not bring an entrepreneur? And we mostly want to focus on entrepreneurship. And that word is just like a tongue twister. I can't even lie.
I'm trying to practice.
We want to bring the discussion of entrepreneurship in college because I just feel like everybody is trying to start something, but it's just so hard to start something on top of studying for your school. I'm trying to start something. Monique's trying to start something. But before we even do too much talking, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Mm-hmm. So my name is M.A. Mukiza. What all am I introducing?
I mean, you can, you know, name, major, you know, yeah. student.
Why you came to ISU.
What's your venture, you know, right.
Okay.
What you do?
So my name is Emma Mukiza again, just in case you missed it. I'm a junior here at Iowa State University, and what brought me here was it was cheaper. But
That's what's up.
My major is kinesiology, exercise science, and it's funny because the whole podcast is about entrepreneurship, and my major ultimately now really has no purpose to what I really want to do. And well, I wish I was sat down and had someone discuss with me what the base of everything I do, because ultimately I wish I came in business major because I've always been entrepreneuristically minded.
Yeah, I can say that word. That's a flex right there. Okay.
I'm a butcher soon.
Well, with that in mind, do you ever think you'll go back to, like, get a degree in business? I mean, who wants to go back to school? But I'm just saying, you know.
I love learning. I hate school, but I love learning. And I also know the gap year thing is not for me. So one of my goals is really to try to get into, most likely here, because Iowa State has a really good IV business program. I want to get my master's in business and business management. Business administration.
Okay. We're going to speak it into existence for you.
So that's the goal. That's the goal.
Okay. That's what's up.
Sorry. But so I guess to the people, like, what is it that you do? Like, what are you entrepreneurial?
So I have two businesses.
Ooh, fancy.
So my first business I started, both businesses I have with my younger brother. He's a 16-year-old in high school, which is crazy to think about.
But that's dope. He's crazy smart.
So the first business we started was our t-shirt business. We call it Simply Constructed Uniquely. And it was a t-shirt business to promote diversity in space, like in the gym. And it really stemmed from the fact that, A, me and him work out a lot. And then, B, as I was learning in my major, as obvious as it is, there's a... The society lacks the true definition of what it means to be healthy and what it looks like to be healthy. Because looking healthy isn't a bodily image thing necessarily. They associate that with your how you look, how your physique is like. And we wanted to promote that, you know, like each person has a different story, because you can be bigger and healthier than someone skinny. Just because they're skinnier doesn't mean they're healthier. And I really wanted to push that and promote that. And then the other aspect of it, which is Simply Constructed Uniquely, is that strength comes from genetics. 50% of your strength and how you look is your genetics. You can't control that. And the other aspect is your dedication. And within dedication and genetics, you are unique. You are different. Some people aren't called... aren't physically able to compete in national competitions just because, like, that's not who your body is. But embrace that and train that with dedication to the max capacity that you can, healthily, of course. And then the other business that we started, because the t-shirt business taught us that you need money to really get that rolling and keep that rolling. And I'm a college student and he's a high school student, and so we can't keep doing that. And we started a photography business. So we do, not photography, a media business.
Yeah.
Because we want to really grow that and branch that beyond just photos and videos. We want to do other things and hopefully someday, like, employ a team to do multi-source of things. Mm-hmm. We do videography and photography for people and businesses alike that want to obviously support us and do something with it.
Yeah, what made you interested in, like, doing media specifically?
I've always been around media. I'm one of those kids who grew up in the YouTube era, so mm-hmm. I grew up watching YouTube and consuming it, and I realized that it was something that was fun. And they do say, like, you can have your dream at some point will probably become work, mm-hmm. But, like, as long as you love what you do, it's never work.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you have to do work, but...
Yeah.
And so, like, since I was in seventh grade was when I'm pretty sure I started my first YouTube channel, which
Ooh,
I
you still got okay. that up.
I got that banned.
Okay, because oh, okay, they put a search.
Because I turned
not banned. Like, are we serious?
Yeah.
Here's how.
No, I wasn't doing anything bad.
Was you reporting your own channel?
No. So this is what happened. So I turned the legal age for YouTube to own a YouTube channel, like
okay.
to have it. I think it's 13.
Mm.
So when I turned 13, I'm like, okay. All right, I'm thinking, like, I'm going to be famous, right? And mm-hmm. I want my channel to truly represent me. Same thing mm-hmm. with my Facebook, because I had those earlier than I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, okay, now that I'm legally old enough to have a channel, let me make this, you know, my age, like, true to me. So when I'm a celebrity, it's aligned with who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no,
mm-hmm.
you were too young when you had this channel. And I was like, dang.
Because
I had, like, my birthday was, like, 1990-something. I was like, yeah, clearly not.
Yeah. Got you. Caught you so like it.
Like, got you. And I'm like, why?
Caught you
so
like
I made a new channel, which is the one I have. So it says, like, 6 years ago, 8 years ago
mm-hmm.
was when I made the new channel. And that one is true to my age. But
okay.
No,
that's what's up.
Yeah. It's true to my age. That one's true to my age.
But
the reason I changed is just because I knew, like, in my head, I'm going to be somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
One
yeah.
day. I haven't posted in a long time until just recently.
Yeah.
I started getting back into it. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I definitely love that you mentioned, like, I knew I was going to be somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, in the future, just thinking about your future self and speaking that into fruition, which is, I think sometimes we need to motivate that within ourselves, because if mm-hmm. we just think about the bad or, like, this ain't going to go too far, and then, like, look at you now. So you probably, your past self probably didn't think you'd be coming this far in that.
Mm-hmm. I got a question for, like, Monifa, and you could throw it back at me.
That's crazy.
But, like, you know, like, as he already expressed, you know, he been doing this, like, he not new to this, he true to this,
true
you know.
To this.
But, like, me knowing you, like, we both been trying to, you know, we have so many ideas that have never seen the light.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to ask you to, like, tell people what you're working on behind the scenes, but,
mm-hmm.
like, what are some challenges that you face? And I guess it could relate to other people, too, like, challenges that we as college students may face trying to be entrepreneurs. And then I'm going to have you answer that too.
Yeah,
but I just
want to,
you know, two perspectives from, like,
mm-hmm.
ain't started yet and then already
no,
been
for
started.
Sure. It's definitely on the ain't started yet.
Yeah, and that's okay.
I guess there is a little bit of start, because I've been doing my research for it and trying to just, like, outline so many stuff of what, when it all, like, you know, clicking that button is all start. Like, this is, I've had a plan constructed. But I would say, like, challenges that I face just entrepreneurship and college just in general is the fact that you're in college. Like, you have
mm-hmm.
classes, like, I think, like, on the first day, your professors tell you if it's a 3-credit class, like, per credit is 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you only spend 9 hours on this class. That's not, like, realistic. I have other classes. Like, they tell you how much you have to dedicate your time to, like, school. And, like, as a Christian, as a woman of God, that makes it very difficult, because it's like, I feel God pulling me in other directions. And he's not saying quit school. Wish he was, but he's not.
you just waiting on the word?
I'm like, all you got to say is word, and it's done. You know what I mean? But, and it's just like, that's just the hard part of being in school, because it's like, there are times where, like, I cut close to an assignment. I'm like, dang, because I was working on this or
mm-hmm.
spending time with him. And it's like, but this assignment, he's brought me very far in school. If y'all could see what life was looking like for me, I wanted to quit. Every semester, every month, every day, every hour.
Preaching.
I wanted to drop out.
Speak your truth.
You know, like, I know my parents would have never been ashamed, but it was about me. Like, what was that saying for how far God has brought me?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the biggest challenge for me right now is just simply being in school, but it's also showing me, like, also think about, if I did have it, would I mess it up? If he gave me the money for it, would I even use it wisely? So, like, right now he told me, you need to sit down, because you know how you would act if I gave it to you. So it's just making me patient. So I would say, yeah, and being in college, And it's living on college. Like, I stay on campus, y'all. I don't leave. Mm-hmm. Class is right there. I walk right back to my dorm. Mm-hmm. I don't leave. There's no separation from school. So it's like, I don't know. It makes me a little down about it. But, yeah.
I'm going to jump the gun before you answer your part. Because, my fault, I hit the mic.
Seriously.
So, like, because you spoke on calling by God. And literally, like, I challenged myself. Mm-hmm. Like, this year, I'm going to go 365 days, read a word, share a word, and I failed yesterday.
Dang.
Not yesterday, the day before Friday, because I was going through. I was stressed. And I'm going to still continue to do that.
Absolutely.
And the main reason, like, I started posting this year because I felt really called since I was, like, in high school. Because I started seeing attraction on my Instagram back in high school because I was really into sports. And I was, like, really active and social. So people are like, oh, I know him. Oh, my friend knows him. Da-da-da-da-da. So I quickly gained, like, 2,000-some before I graduated high school followers of people who were interested in what I was posting. So it wasn't just peers and friends that knew of me or knew me. It was just, like, a bunch of randoms that actually saw what I was doing. And I've always felt called to use my social media, my platforms for God. But I didn't know what to do. Like, or I probably knew, but just was more scared to do it. So I was just, like, commented or, like, captioned, like, a Bible verse here and there. And I'm like, everybody does that.
You said, that's not enough.
Non-believers do that.
right.
Everybody
can
use. And I spoke on one of my videos. I'm like, you can find anything and everything in the Bible to justify what you want to do, good or bad. Mm-hmm. All right? But this year, I felt like this past 6 months, because last year I was like, I'm going to go a quick rant. But last year I was kind of battling religion. I was like, I don't know, because religion, people who claim to be Christian don't display that. Mm-hmm. And so went through a year and a half of like, and then I started searching because I'm like, all right. So 6 months of me searching, I'm like, okay, I know who God is.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, I know who he is. I hear him. I know what he's calling me to do. And one of the things was like, I want people pray for what they want, and he puts them in positions to earn it.
Yep.
Right? So I'm like, okay, I know that I want to utilize or grow a business, own businesses, and do this, and I want to give back. Like, I know what I want to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I also want to be a face, like, because I want to be an inspiration to multiple people. I know I want to graduate because I want to do this for my parents. And so I prayed on it, and he started showing me, like, all right, you're going to work. I'm like, okay. So literally spring break, I was clocking 40 hours for the 4 weeks that we were home. Doing a winter class. I've never taken a winter class before, and I'm never doing it again.
I bet not. Summer class is where it's at if you're going to take a class.
I was more hurt because it's $2,000 to sit at home. You know what I could do with that much money? For my businesses?
A lot, yeah.
Oh. But that's what hurt me. But it was like, I spent like 16 hours staring at a screen, all right? And then before that ended, I was like, I heard his voice. He's like, use your platform. And like, I heard him more clear now than ever at the time. And I was like, hey, okay, all right, here we go. Because the past 6 months, or I guess seven now, I was like really trying to hear him, attend church, and be, like, submerged in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when the challenge came out, because literally December 31st, the last month, the last day in December.
31st,
I don't know. That's where my head is at. I'm so busy, I don't know time anymore. But I seen a video of this guy, he was doing an ice bath, and it was his last day of the year. He did 365 days of ice bath, and he added one second every day or something like that. So, like, that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
I think he started at a minute, so 360-some seconds. That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to do something similar to this. And I literally commented, I'm like, I'm going to do this. There's 5 days of that. Well, I failed, but the whole purpose of it is, like, I'm doing something for God and utilizing my platform. And what I realized is two things. My main business is the videography and photography business. So it's like me posting and editing and just being in front of a camera is going to help me there, one. So it was 365 days of me posting, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. Like, I feel like this is God calling me. Right, this was right before school starts. I had 2 weeks into my break that I started it. And then school started, and literally, it was going great. It was going great. I was tired, though, because I'm, like, sleeping late. I'm sleeping at, like, 1 every night. Ooh. And I have early morning classes, Monday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, Friday. I have a 7:45. And
that's the Thursday, crack of dawn.
Tuesday, Thursday, I have at 9:50. That's my 9:30. And so I'm like, okay, Thursday really hit me. And I'm like, bro, I can't keep doing this. Like, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. And I was speaking. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, last semester, I dropped everything. I didn't go to the gym. The main reason I didn't go to the gym was because I was like, I need to focus on God. Mm-hmm. I need to focus on school. And I just did salt, church, class, and that was really it. And then I prioritized social life. So I'm like, I'm hanging out with people who are also believers so I can be in that space. That was it. But this year I'm like, okay, I'm trying to bring that back in, but with God before it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I started doing. And then I'm like, dude, I'm overwhelmed. And Thursday, I took a nap after class because I was tired.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Always start with a nap.
I woke up and I started crying. I'm like, I can't do this. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Usually my nap fixes everything.
But it didn't fix nothing.
That nap did nothing. He said, I'll wait.
That nap realized how sore you were.
So I'm like, I started crying. I cried. I was like, okay, like, God, I don't know what you want from me right now. Like, because I'm like, everything I have on my plate, I feel like you're calling me to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can't drop anything. Like, what do I do here? Like, I'm stressed. I'm tired. And so that was the first time I realized, like, reflecting on it yesterday, because I made a video speaking on it. That was the first time I cried in terms of, like, God, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of crying because I'm tired or crying because I did wrong and I know better.
Mm-hmm.
So that is like a testimony to me, obviously, spiritually, but also for my business, because it's like, it showed me that, like, I've always known that I was going to be successful in some way. Like, I know I am. I'm not there yet, but, like, I know I am. And bringing God into it, of course, it just re-solidifies that I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even though I am tired, like you're saying, like, there's so much for for college students. Just in general, like, you can always find something to do and busy yourself. I'm really good at finding something to do. But, like, I just keep going because, like, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if it wasn't hard, everybody else would be doing it.
Yeah.
Everybody tries.
Mm-hmm.
But don't everybody succeed.
Mm-hmm. True.
So.
Yeah. True. Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
But yeah, what you said just reminded me.
No, of course. Yeah. Of course. So what challenges do you think that you're facing? You ain't got to go too deep because I know we discussed, like, our businesses and things that we want to start in and somewhat out of college. So
I will say something that's I would honestly call it a harsh truth that I feel like a lot of people, like, don't want to face. And I'm speaking to you. But the main thing is just God did not call me to do certain things. So, like, I've already wanted to be entrepreneur since I started college, like, 3 years ago. And I had many ideas, but it just, like, God didn't give me permission. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to be one. I know I will be one in the future, but it's just, like, is it on his terms?
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't necessarily doing, like, something sinful. Like, it was nothing crazy. It's just, like, did he actually call me to do that? So I feel like that's really the biggest barrier. And I feel like a lot of people have that. You just because you're interested in something and you think you know what you want to do, like, God might not be calling you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to compare, like, okay, like, everybody's doing this, or I got all the tools, all the resources, yet I can't make this happen. So I feel like that was the biggest thing for me. But what I'm working on now, like, I already know I have permission from God because I actually have been including him in that process.
Including God.
Okay, yeah. I've been including God in this process, and I definitely ask for permission before moving forward. I feel like other times I just move forward, and then I ask them for help later.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if you don't want me to do this, like, regardless of it being an interest, it can just stay an interest and not be nothing serious. And then just make sure I'm honoring him and my practices and what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what is the mission behind what I'm doing? What's the purpose behind what I'm doing? And how does it benefit all people, not just, like, a certain group? So I think that's really what it is. And I honestly see that happening in, like, what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily, like, what they're trying to start is wrong. It's just, like, is the time now for that? And, like, what you're doing, like, what is that? What is the end goal? I feel like there's not always the end goal. It's just, I want to do this. So
mm-hmm.
that's what's been like my barrier.
Mm-hmm. No, and I want to go off of that. It's just when you said like God will give you interest, because like it reminded me like there were some times where I thought God was giving me something to do, but he was just like, I felt now that I look back on it of what I am doing now and incorporating him in that and trying to give back to, you know, communities and society and stuff, which is why I have a social work, why I am in social work. But he was like kind of giving me pieces of the puzzle. So I was looking at a little part thinking that that was the whole vision. But yeah, he was, you know, giving me pieces of the puzzle. And I realized a lot of the jobs that I've worked at and the positions that I've had is going to help me, because I don't like half of them positions that I have. But I realized those positions and the, like the nitty gritty work that he was making me do was helping me. So if I am a boss one day, if I'm a business owner, I know how the whole business is supposed to run. And it's like, I should be able to help the janitor. I should be able to help the receptionist. I should be able to help, you know, someone who has a different degree than me. But I should be able to help everybody because I know how it's supposed to be done. So I do like that you mentioned that. Just he'll give you interest, but I had to wait for him to give me more of the puzzle pieces, because if he knew he gave it to me all at once, I would have ran crazy with it. So now I think I'm doing okay. I'm pacing. So
I like that you said that, because I grew up thinking since seventh grade, I'm like, I'm going to be an engineer. That's what mm-hmm. I really, because I love learning. I'm like, okay, because I like learning, I'm good at math, I'm good at science, but it only makes sense that I'm an engineer. Mm-hmm. So, but I was also good at sports. So high school is when I started like rethinking. I'm like, what, like maybe like, you know, sports is where I need to be. Like I'm called to be a World Olympic wrestler. Mm-hmm. So I did everything I could from like sophomore year to my senior year with everything I battled, including like COVID and all that, to be in my best position. I was able to walk onto the Iowa State team. And so because I was walking on and I knew wrestling would make being an engineer hard, I was like, okay, let me switch to sports because I really love sports. I want to own a gym someday. And I'm like, okay, that's what I started rolling with for a year. Got off the wrestling team after a freshman year due to an injury. I was injured pretty much twice. And then I'm like, okay, what do I do now? So my focus was still in the gym, right? But that's why I mentioned earlier mm-hmm. to you guys, I wish someone would have sat me down and be like, what is your actual goal? Like, what do you really want to do?
Because I think we all probably, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think it just reminds me of where I am now and what I have to do to get my degree. If someone would have told me this when I was transferring, I would have been faster on it. Like, it wasn't like I was taking my time, but I thought I had time because you weren't telling me what I had to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I think we can all share that frustration.
Or at least even going, like, down the right path. Not even just, like, moving faster, but, like, moving in the right direction, because right. like we're all moving fast, but it's like I've moved fast.
Because once you hit junior senior, it's what you change your major for? That you should not be doing that then, because now that's gonna push you back a couple of years.
Which is why I don't want to change my major. Yeah. But that's why it's like I wish people are able to sit with youth and be like, yo, this is what you want to do, but like what's the base of that? Like how can you, if you're going to college, how can you get the best out of your time? Because more than likely you're paying something if it's unless you're blessed and God blesses you with the full tuition and everything, full scholarship, full ride, you're paying something out of your pocket at some point. If it's not now, it's later because you're taking debt. But how can you utilize that time to learn everything possible? For example, for me, it was just like if I'm coming to college because I wanted to do this for my parents, right? I could have came here for a business administration minor. Because I've always liked business. I was in like fifth grade watching how to make money as a 10-year-old.
All right.
Like, you sound fun to start early. Yeah. Generational wealth.
Dude, if I was born in a family with money, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be CEO somewhere.
Yeah.
Because it's just like I've always known. But my idea was distorted at some point because God gave me interests in different points that I'm like, okay. All right, I'm gonna do this then. And I put everything in it, and then I'm like, maybe this, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. It's 3 years into my college year, junior year, first semester, I'm a junior now, but first semester this year, I was sitting on my counter, kitchen counter island, and I'm just like, I don't know where. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I don't know what I wanna do anymore. I haven't had this thought before. I questioned, I'm like, what is really the point of me being here? But I was fixated on the idea that it's really good for networking, obviously, and other things. But I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. This is me wasting my time almost, it feels like. And so that's where I was like, why are you like let me go this deep?
Yeah.
Right. Why are you let me go this deep?
I can't
deep?
Get pulled out. Can I be pulled out?
Like, now I got to get this degree.
I have to get it. Graduation's in 3 months.
Like, you're going to warn me, like, hey, because the thing that I was, like, distraught about was a lot of things that I've known about physical education, working out, and exercise, I knew before coming to college. And so it showed me the education system really not it, unless you are in that major that is prime in order for you to kind of branch out. And so that's why I'm like, business administration would have been that for me, because I'm so business oriented. Entrepreneurship is a state of action. I don't agree that it's a degree.
Yeah.
A minor, yeah, but I don't agree that it's a major, because entrepreneurship is an action. You can't major in an action. You just gotta do it. But business administration, like you said, those little things you did for different jobs teaches you how to work with people. You, if you pay attention, you get to learn what your manager is doing and how they're running that space. Right. And you start to pick up these little things and you can apply it. Business administration would have done the same thing for me, because I only worked one job prior to college. I worked at Walmart and I quit after a month and a half. And I was like,
I ain't hear good things from Walmart.
And then I have like a concurring like internship with Casey's right now. Mm-hmm. And being in that space is really what showed me, like, okay, running a Fortune 500 corporate business is no joke. Because I've spoken to the CEO. I've spoken to the CEO, the CLO, and other people like executive lord. I said executive officers, and it's like it's a lot. It's a lot, and so like I seen that, and I'm like, okay, I know what it takes on that side. I don't know, like, obviously fully from the superficial side of it, I can see it, and I can see how my boss manages his team, and I can see how his boss manages his team, and make those connections. But my boss got a business administration, and it just teaches you how to be a boss. Like, these are things I could learn the hard way, but I would probably shave some years if I went this route. And just sitting down and thinking, what is the base? Like, how can I get the most out of my time here? And I wish that's what someone would have taught me.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah.
That would have been nice. So with all this being said, and we can all go around, but what advice would you give to someone who is just trying to start their own, you know, business, small, no matter how big, during college?
Easily start. Easily, just do it.
I don't know what you're doing, but just start.
Because the reason I say that is because all those, the two businesses I started with my brother were spontaneous. We were like, all right, we're going to start, invest now, because now if I put money in it, I have to do something. I'm not trying to lose money because I don't have it to lose. So the first two businesses, both of them actually, we broke even within a year, which apparently that's not normal. I didn't know that. It's just, I guess, where I have our time. But for the photography and videography, that I'm involved in a nonprofit called Project Onyx, and someone came and donated like a $3,000 camera one day because they came to take pictures and videos of us for the nonprofit social media site. And then they saw how excited, like, we were over here recording each other on our phones, like, yo, you know, and editing everything on our phone and whatnot. And they seen that, and they were like, we're going to give this to y'all. And so pretty much for 2 years before we started the business, my little brother was recording people and taking pictures and editing on the phone by himself. And then after I got done with wrestling, so my sophomore year, I really got into, I was like, I need to tap into something that I'm used to. Since I don't have wrestling, I have all this free time. I got to do something with my time. So I started taking pictures and editing on my phone. Like, I had no excuse because I had the technology to. If you have a phone, you have reasonably no excuse. There's a lot of things that you could do. The only excuse you might have is money, but, like, there's always a free version of what you want to do. And then education is free. Open up YouTube, start learning. Like, you can save up and do what you want to do. And so we're on a car ride back from St. Louis. It wasn't St. Louis. It was during winter break of 2023. We're on a car coming back after New Year's. And family gave us some cash. And collectively, I think it was like almost $500 in cash for both of us. And I had like $400 in cash. I don't use cash because I don't want to carry cash. Yeah. So anytime I get cash, I throw it in a little box, and I have secured like $400 from the past year. And I'm like, we got 400. I have another 400. I can add the rest, and we could buy a camera right now and start a business. Literally on the car ride, he started making an Instagram page. Boom, 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 done. Made a Facebook page. Boom, done. I'm like, all right, here's my card. Pull out my wallet while driving illegally. This is not safe. I'm like, here, take my wallet, my card, put it in, buy the camera right now. That was instantly. So we had three pages and a camera already bought in a car ride. And we just said, okay, well, now I just put in $1,000 in this. We already have another camera. But it's like, I got to make this money back is how I thought of it. Like, I'm not, I don't have $1,000 to just waste.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Because there's so much more I can do with it, right? And so we bought it, and then we started rolling with it, started like reaching out. I'm like, okay, for the first 4 months, we did free shoots. Nobody took us seriously. Mm-hmm. No one took us seriously until I slapped a price on it. $45. People are like, oh, $45? What do you know? Da-da-da-da. Okay, a few people took us seriously, but raise it up. They're like, nah, you too pricey now. What do you want from me? I'm the cheapest photographer and the best photographer around, especially for the price. Why are you playing with us? And so literally it's just start, because there's going to be barriers. And I would prefer the barrier be outside, not your mind.
Mm, yeah.
I like that.
That's good.
That's good.
I think the best part that I took away, that's very simple, but like it's has so much power behind it, is just start. Because I know, like, for me and Monifa, like, we get, and it's not just us, but we begin stuck in like a research phase. We're like, oh, I'm looking into it still, but it's like, yeah, but it's just really procrastination. And then I ain't gonna speak on behalf of you, but like also like some self-doubt in there, and not trusting God and trusting that you can actually execute whatever it is. Right. So I think that's powerful, even though it's just like two words, just start. But I know for me, I'm going to definitely just start. I still got to do some research, though. I ain't going to lie. Yeah. But I put a date on that research for me, because it's like, you can be, you're always going to learn. You could be researching for the next 5 years. Like, there's always something to learn. So it just not getting stuck in that research phase and using that as an excuse.
100%. Because if you wait till you know everything, you never start.
At all.
And ever.
I don't know how you're supposed to know everything. But
exactly. And it's the same thing, like, if I'm going to switch to biblically, kind of like, people will wait to know everything about God or understand. Yeah. If you wait to know everything, you'll never have faith. You'll never believe.
Right. Because you got to get salvation.
That's what. Like, you got to have faith in yourself and your business. And it's the same thing with God. You got to have faith. You got to take that leap. I took a gamble dropping $1,000 as a college student.
Yes.
But I have faith that I could do it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you have to have faith in yourself and your business. And the learning doesn't stop. I'm still learning stuff. I was telling her, literally, like, stop. I need to stop in the mic.
It's okay.
Literally, like, I think it was like 3 weeks ago, I just learned how to do multicam editing in my editing software, and I'm blanking on the name. But I've been doing this for over a year now, and I just learned how to do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, you keep learning, and I'm constantly watching YouTube videos on how to do something. The how-tos, they just keep going.
Yeah. Well, I definitely agree with the start, because this podcast was a start. Like, if y'all have been faithfully watching and listening, we have said about how we were in my room over the summer, and we were
heard it. I'm sure they heard it.
But you're going to hear it again. we can't be the only ones going through these problems as Black women, or just, you know, Black students at a PWI, which is predominantly white institution. So what can we do? And I think we started the domain then, the business account name. We started sketching out
the
logo,
colors, start working on logos.
You know what I mean? Like, spontaneous, it's just that start. But I'll also add to, and speaking from my own experience that I'm right now, is I would say, don't think about what you can control, but think about what you can do right now. And so, I wish I had, you know, a lot of things going on for the business that I want, but at the same time, what can I do now? Mm-hmm. And also just not getting stuck in that research mm-hmm. phase.
And mm-hmm. I think that's good because, like, both of y'all sharing our stories, like, that really shows that this podcast right here was definitely given to us by God. Like, he gave Absolutely. Us permission to this. He definitely had his hand on us, and he told us we needed to do this because even before the podcast, we had many other ventures mm-hmm. that were, like, still Sunk. In that research phase.
Titanic.
But for some reason, the podcast, all of a sudden, we could just pull together
literally
as fast as we did. So, you know, it's not saying that we're not capable of it. It's just really,
it's
like, how heavy is it on
through.
Your heart? Yeah, like, mm-hmm. how heavy is it on your heart? Are you really, like, did he really want you to do what you said you were going to do, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. I want to speak on kind of the, both of that. It's like, something one of you guys said earlier. I can't remember who.
Wow.
But it's like,
interesting.
You good.
But it's like, if you start, right, and because you're really interested in it and God isn't telling you to do it, he will show you. Mm-hmm. And so, like, for example, that t-shirt business that we started, I was like, okay, I really want to do this because I had a whole message with it. Like, that's the message was the main reason we started it. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, nah, I got something better. And so, like, that didn't work out. I kind of had to stop because I was like, okay, mm-hmm. this isn't for me right now. I mm-hmm. had to start with what I have. And he taught me to use what I got when I started with my phone. And so I just worked out with that. But he'll show you what you need. If you start and it's not for you, God will show you, hey, it's not time or this isn't for you.
He will definitely show you. Mm-hmm. What was our question? We were asking
advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what advice would you guys give?
I don't think I'm in a position for advice on, like, how to start. But, like, mm-hmm. I think just reiterating what we said, first, be patient with God mm-hmm. because his timing is the best timing, whether you want to, like, acknowledge that or, you know, mm-hmm. trust that or not. Because I'm not going to lie, sometimes I'm stubborn. I'm like, the time is now. And he's like, no, actually, it's not. But just really trusting that his timing is going to be perfect always. Because I know that I will be an entrepreneur. It's just I don't know what it is yet, but I just believe that he's going to, when he puts it in my heart, like, it's going to happen. It's going to mm-hmm. happen, and it's going to be so clear, and it's going to be not easy, but it's definitely going to be very doable. So I think it just really being patient, not definitely don't compare yourself and seeing where other people are at, because I feel like also entrepreneurship is definitely a rising profession during this day and age. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of people aren't going into traditional jobs like they were before. So just not comparing yourself and just knowing, like, you can start when you're in your 30s, whatever it's going to be. Just
right.
being patient. College doesn't have to be the time. And that's yeah. another good thing. You know, I can go on a whole episode on that, but we I definitely might. Had a conversation. I had a conversation with God, like, we be putting these false deadlines on ourselves. Like, this is not your time. I tell people all the time, like, my friends, this is not your time to get your money up. You're in college and you're doing this and that. Like, obviously take care of yourself, but why are you trying to, like, make big bank in college? Like, right. it's not your time.
Standing on big business. You like, ain't standing on nothing right
we
now.
We don't need to break our backs if we're not making 10K a month. Like, no, I mean, not
standing
saying,
on library books.
You're not saying you can't and it's not doable, but just knowing your timing. Like, college mm-hmm. is literally 4 to 5 years, but we make it seem as if this is our whole life. Like, we don't got the rest of our 20s, the rest of our 30s. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like just knowing when your timing is, just because you're not called to be entrepreneur in college, like, don't think that it's the end. Mm-hmm. Because putting it in perspective, when you graduate, most people won't be like 22, 23.
Right.
You're barely 20 and you're still acting like, you know,
you're
you need
adult.
To have it figured out, you know? Yeah. So it's mm-hmm. like you're still a very, you're a young adult. And even if you aren't a young adult, like, you still have time. Like, God's mm-hmm. timing, like I said, is the best. So that's the only advice I got. Just be patient with yourself. Be patient with God and
yeah.
trust that he's not going to fail you.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how I'm supposed to come behind that from both of y'all.
You
but
it, you got it, I believe.
I mean,
you got it, you got
well,
some?
Just basically what I was just saying before, because I'm necessarily not a boss yet. I mean, we're bosses of
you
our
are.
Podcast.
You're a boss.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's an
you
attitude.
Know. Okay, I appreciate yep. that. You know,
you are a boss.
So since I am a boss, I would just say, just like I said, see what you can do, not what you can't. And I have mm-hmm. to, it's like, what is that versus a growth mindset and a fixed mindset?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm just looking at what I can't do, I'm looking at where I am right now and not where I can be. And it's also just about, I'm always asking God, because I have been a person who assumed a lot of things. And my best friend could probably attest to that because we talk a lot about it, but that I've assumed a lot of things that God is going to let me do, but who am I to take control of my life? Because mm-hmm. once I right. devoted it to him, I said my life is his. You know what I mean? 100%. So it's also asking God, well, is this what I'm supposed to do? Is this what I'm not supposed to do? And like I said, those little ideas that he's given me, is this the whole picture? Is this like half of it? So it's just making sure that he's also okay with it. Because if he's not, I promise you, God will shut it down for you.
Yeah.
And you might not like how he's going to shut it down for you, but he's been probably trying to send the little things so it won't look so bad, like a big blow up. So yeah, I would just definitely say, look at what you can do and what you can't.
There will be signs.
There will be signs. So do you want it to be a little rock or you want it to be a Titanic? Mm-hmm. Figure out and start listening, because I can attest to not listening. He shut me up and he shut me down. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's all I'm going to say. Okay. So yeah, I just say, look at what you can do and what you can't. And don't try, because I have to be honest with God that I am a very controlling person, and it may not look like the movies.
No, I spoke on this.
Not look like the movies or whatever, but I am very controlling, because it's me assuming that I have the position to say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And yes, it might be the little things, but it's like, God's like, who said you could do that? Like, why are you assuming that you're going to do this and you're going to do that? You're going to go back here and going to move here and this and that. Like, you're moving too fast for yourself. That's why you're tired. That's why you can't do nothing. You have no energy, because you're putting things, you know, I mean, putting yourself in other places, and you're not about the present right now.
Calling me out.
You in his business right now. God
is
using
the Holy Spirit.
He's using you right now.
I felt the Holy Spirit.
He's using you.
I just realized, like, who am I to say that I'm going to do this? Like, my life is his. Not that, you know, it's mine. I don't have control of myself.
So I say you calling me out because sometimes, even though God is calling us to do something, like I was saying, I'm controlling, and that's why I was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was struggling. Like, I know what he's calling me to do, but I started to take it into my own hands. And I'm like, okay, this is what you're calling me to do? I'm all hands on, and I'm doing it. I'm doing this. I'm riding. I'm rocking. And he's like, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down. Like, I need you to do this, but I'm using you. You're not using me, I'm using you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's so easy to get caught up with something that you are passionate about and that you want to take the front seat instead of letting God take the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I learned that. And so like, being controlling, I spoke on it literally yesterday in my video. It's just like, it's hard, but it's like, you gotta be able to be patient. And literally, I think it's Exodus 14:14, he said, let God fight your battles and stay calm.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite verse.
And that's
verse.
Where I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh, he's talking to me.
No, for me, because that's one of my favorite verses, because it made me realize, like, all the identities I hold, I'm always fighting.
Yeah.
And, like, don't that get tiring? Like, God is saying, I don't want you to fight. Like, I got you. I got you here while you're in the world, and I got you in the spirit. You know what I mean? Because it is two separate worlds, if y'all ain't into that. But you know what I mean? It's just he has you in both. So your body gets tired. You can't fight so much and for too long. You're going to wear and tear yourself out.
I saw another video on Instagram recently. It was another pastor who was speaking. He's like, God needs you to strengthen your strengths and let him strengthen your weakness.
Mm.
And we're called to do what we are doing, but our weakness is time. Our weakness is effort. Our weakness is energy. Literally today in church, Mark was preaching, and he's like, we are required to rest. Every night we go to sleep, we are submitting, and it's a posture thing. We are admitting and submitting to God, saying that I am human and I am not you. I am not a God. I can't do this. I need rest. And so when the first pastor was like, strengthen your strength, my strength is what I'm doing, like the actual action, right? Because he's given me all those little hints mm-hmm. and all those details that I needed to be in position to start learning and start doing, right? I just got to give up my time for him and let him control that.
Because
mm-hmm. he's not controlled by time, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
He's not controlled by energy, but I am,
yep.
right? So let him take that over on both. Just admitting that I'm not God, I'm not capable of
right.
without.
That's good.
Got any final words?
I guess final thoughts, anybody, and then also for people who do want to start, if you have, like, any resources
tips.
Or people tip, yeah. like one last tip or something for people wanting to start.
I would say don't rely on other people, or also don't obsess with other people's successes. Because jealousy is the thief of success.
Yeah.
If you're jealous of somebody else, you'll never make it. And so it's like, do your research, but like, take help. You can ask people for help. Like, yeah. It is okay to do that. Once you start your journey, it is your journey. Own that. All right. And be proud that you are starting something that most people won't do. Right. And then once you start, be confident that you're going to keep going, but don't obsess over what you're doing. Prioritize health, literally, mentally, and physically. And I would say, well, spiritually, put God before everything that you do, every room that you walk in before, so that he's there and present in everything that you do. And when you're struggling, be like, God, I need you. And when you're up, be God, thank you. Because we as humans have a tendency of sometimes wanting to just pray when we need help.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so God is going to be there. Don't obsess over it because you can idolize your dream. And sometimes mm-hmm. that's a little iffy spot where it's like I was saying, it's a hard battle between I want to take control and letting God take control. Because when I start to take control, I'm idolizing it regardless of how much I feel like I am. I'm
mm-hmm.
idolizing it when I put it in my own hands.
Mm-hmm. So ain't no God above him.
Yeah. So you don't idolize what you're doing. Be patient, like you were saying, and really just be proud that you're doing something and be proud that God is calling you to do it because mm-hmm. he doesn't call everyone to do it.
Definitely.
Might have to say that last line again. I don't know if they mm-hmm. heard it or not.
I don't think they heard it.
You said be proud that God is calling you.
Did you have any last thoughts?
No, I would just say, because you mentioned like self-doubt earlier, and I think we all go through our periods of self-doubt, but just going off of that, just be happy and joyful that God is calling you because he will make the unqualified qualified.
100%.
So he sees something in you that you don't see in yourself. First of all, he made you, so he's going to see everything in you before you do.
Mm-hmm.
So just believe in that, even when you know you in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., waking up, trying to figure out, God, what's going on, why you wake me up. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Any last words?
No, I think y'all summed it up pretty good. A lot of good stuff. Hope that people took something away from this episode.
I got a fun fact, because you said, she said,
a fun fact.
God made you.
Yeah.
And I was doing a lot of the video on this, and then I did a little research, just quick Google. And I was like, what is the probability that you exist? And just to simplify it, from your mom and your dad to make you instead of somebody different, it's like, I think 1 in 400, like quadrillion or something like that.
Dang.
Quartillion or something. I don't know how to say it.
After a million, I get confused.
Yeah, so that's a 1/4 and a bunch of zeros, which in a number, like a simple number form, that's a 0.00000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 from just your parents, not like excluding everyone who came before your parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's one out of like 400 quadrillion. That's like
a big number.
It's purposeful.
That is a big number.
Made intentionally.
Big number.
And then you're called intentionally to what you're doing. Because not everyone is.
Amen. Well, thank you for being on this episode. I really enjoyed the conversation. I feel like we had a lot of good things to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for inviting me.
We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Appreciate your perspective just as a Black man, but also in entrepreneurship and where you are in life. We appreciate you being able to share that with us and our viewers. So.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Ready to conclude? Yes. All right. That concludes today's episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate all the love.
We post episodes biweekly on Mondays and biweekly on Thursdays on our YouTube channel.
You can reach us on our website, blackgirlincollege.com, and on our Instagram, Black Girl in College Podcast, to see it, give us some feedback.
And also to see what we are working on. So we will see you next time. Peace.
Peace.